There you go.
Okay. It's, this is the Town of Cornish Planning Board Workshop Meeting, Monday, November 20th. In attendance, myself, Les, Eve is here, Dan is here, Ryan is here. What's your name again? Adam, Bob, and Angel. I always forget his name. It's just some sort of mental block. I don't know what it is, and it drives me crazy. I apologize again. I will apologize. Yeah, but it doesn't stick. Okay, so.
And Nancy Perkins is absent. Thank you.
Okay, so why don't we get you out of here so that you don't have to listen to all our nonsense.
Okay.
All our silliness. What's going on?
Well, you want to talk? You want me to?
Sure. So, was it 2 years ago we put a 24 by 80 addition on the garage with the idea is to potentially run it as a tire shop. Do wheels, tires, to help service the community or to help potentially bring an employee in and give them secondary employment as the farm's not busy in the winter.
Go ahead. I'm just handing out agendas. Always out of sequence.
Pretty much it. Pipe service on vehicles, tires.
Basically, we need more help on the farm, but the farm can't support. Totally support more
year
employees. Right. So this would help us to have an employee that we could have work on the farm or work in the woods or whatever.
Yeah.
Plus fill in with doing other things like light maintenance and tires and stuff like that. Yeah. And we're in the agricultural zone. The whole farm is in the agricultural zone. So that's why we're here, to see if there's any way we can make this work. We have no neighbors.
Right.
I mean, within miles.
How many businesses are you actually running out of the farm, or do you just consider?
We run the trucking business, the logging business, the dairy business, and the corporation. The land and the buildings is a separate business.
All right, but they're all technically separate.
They're all yes. There's three LLCs.
Yeah.
And the corporation, which is Highland Fountain Corporation.
Okay.
And there's three LLCs.
Yeah.
We did that just because everything in one kitty and it just, the families gets further removed. It gets more difficult.
Right. And I'm just talking here. So, because I don't know what direction this is going to go. Is there any way you could just bring that in under one of the other LLCs?
Yes, definitely.
That are already existing?
Yes.
Okay.
We're not going to start another business. We're just going to have a subsidy of.
I'm just wondering
existing.
If this
like Chad,
is an option.
It can be under Chad or it can be through the logging. It's either going to be through the logging business or through Chad. It's just farming is a tough racket. Logging's a little better, but we're just trying to survive.
Right.
This is a survival thing.
So technically, you're not supposed to run a car repair shop in the agricultural district.
You're not supposed to do anything automotive.
Right.
Related.
Correct.
Body shops, any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that's correct.
So this is the issue. So
the short answer is it says no in the ordinance.
Right.
So if you decide to come to us for approval, we'll have to say no.
Yep.
At that point, you can appeal our decision.
Yep.
You can talk to the Board of Appeals. In what we could do, all things being equal, is issue a conditional use permit.
Mm-hmm.
What we don't want to do is establish a precedent here.
I understand.
Automotive in agricultural, that's not a good thing. But on an individual case, if you can make a case to the Board of Appeals that says, you know, this is a one-off for me only, we're not going to expand it, we're going to do our trucks, we're going to do a little bit of light retail coming in, I guess.
And this is what that is, Les. Whoever this would be would work on us. Chad's a mechanic now in our shop. He can't keep up. Between the farm, the logging, the trucking, he can't keep up with everything.
Lots of stuff going on.
Even just our own repairs and stuff. So he needs some help, but we can't afford the help without bringing in additional money.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
So
what I'm suggesting is that you can completely bypass us and just go straight to the Board of Appeals because you can read as well as we can read. It says no.
Yep.
And we're ruled by this thing.
Yep. I understand that.
Okay.
I knew this going into it.
Yep. Okay. So I'm sure you've talked with Jess and she's given you all sorts of counseling. So that would be my recommendation, is to go to the Board of Appeals and...
Ask for a conditional use permit?
Well, what you would be appealing is the ordinance itself that says no.
Yeah.
And as a way around that...
Okay.
A conditional use permit, there would be some conditions put on you to do something like that. For example, if it's automotive and you're up above the aquifer, I would really like to see water tested every 6 months or once a year, just for benzenes around that particular area. You don't have to chain, you know, test the whole farm or anything like that. Just so you're not leaking hydrocarbons in above the aquifer. Yep. That would be really my only concern.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's probably why it's a no.
Yeah. So if you're willing to do that, we're more than willing to support you in that effort.
Okay.
It's just we can't do it through the normal planning board process.
Yep.
To do that, you send a note to Monique or stop in and talk with her, and she'll get the merry band back together and...
Yep.
We'll set up a some sort of meeting where you can pitch your case.
Okay.
We don't want to inhibit your ability to continue to grow the farm. We don't want to have any impact on that property at all.
Okay.
So I think this is the easiest way to get at it.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Comments? Anybody else got anything to say? I'm not the only one.
Nope.
So you've taken the first step, and we said no. We're the bad guys. That's okay.
And if
you want something in writing, I'd be happy to do that
as
well, David. But,
yep. Okay. Are you going to discuss Roland?
Actually, if we just step in the office, that's a whole other matter.
Different issue?
Nope. Yep.
You good with us?
Yep.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming in. Now you can listen to all the silliness of it.
Chad, come on in.
Okay. So, adjustments, additions to the agenda. We just added a new business thing.
A blanket conditional use.
Okay.
That's under new business too.
All right. So, communications received. U04-027-55 Main Street. Just so that everybody knows what's happening there, you'll note that it's that gray house on Main Street that's next to.
Right across from Jesse's.
From Jesse's. It's for sale. Mm-hmm. This guy is interested in buying the property and making it a multifamily, a three-family home. And the whole conversation and the stuff that I gave him and all that kind of stuff is that it's possible to he wanted to make sure that he at least can go forward with the thought process before he puts in a bid on this house. To which I said, first time that I'm aware of, somebody actually looked ahead at the game. So it was just to give him some information about site plans. It would be a minor site plan if it happened. There's no big construction. There's no 10 lots or more kind of stuff. So he was just interested in if it was conceivable that he could change that stuff in that property into a multifamily. Apparently, it was zoned at one time for a duplex. So,
I thought he was buying both houses.
Well, I think he's backed off. He may, but he's only concerned
with
the gray one at this point. Yeah, he had some thoughts about that, but that was more than he wanted to bite off right now. Because the two properties alone are probably $500,000 to start with.
Not only that, I don't know if you know, them two properties share that driveway.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that. I did tell him that parking would be a concern. He's going to have 6 dedicated spaces in there.
Yeah.
If he puts up a three-family.
Something about a right of way. We had
increase. They're going to leave the septic for the current building alone, and they're going to add more for the third one. So it's not on the sewer system. So that doesn't have an impact or anything like that. So there was just an information exchange about what is possible and how we might want to go about it.
But he just has to know ahead of time, because that land goes up He has to make sure he can put in a leach bed or whatever he needs for that.
Yep. And
is it on town water though?
Probably.
Oh yeah, town water goes all the way down.
I get it.
Yeah, to you.
Yeah. Oh, you do. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know.
Goes all the way down.
So that's what that's all about. If he, and I told him before we could really talk much, he has to have standing. He has to own it or have a signed purchase agreement or something that says he's got some control over this thing. So he was happy with that explanation and went away. So I don't know that we'll see anything. If we do, it'll be sometime after the place sells. Okay. Let's do business minutes from the business meeting. Anybody got any changes? Or before I do that, any other questions on the David Taylor 55 Main Street thing? Anybody care?
No, yeah, just, I mean, has he talked with Dan yet at all about any kind of stuff?
Actually, it came from Dan. Okay. It came, the whole process, he came in to talk with Dan about it. Okay. And he understands that he would need to put in additional an additional septic field.
It would be great to have additional housing.
I mean, well, absolutely. I'm a big fan of increased housing. But so that's what that is. All right. Business minutes from 11/6. Anybody got any changes?
I do.
Comments? Go for it.
I do on my own. I want to keep it consistent. Under the new business where Lisa, I put presented, I want to change it to representing. And the way I usually do my format, underneath the person's name, I usually do like 1, 2, 3, what they're suggesting they're going to do. So I want to change that.
Some sort of bullet point thing.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's my only thing.
There was that one something down, I think, towards the bottom where it's something with Nancy.
Yes.
There was just in the addition of a question mark after the question. Should Dan, I'll mention the LED period, should Dan talk to the planning board about his thoughts, question mark?
Okay.
I don't know how.
Okay, thanks.
That's silly stuff, but
no, it's not. It's not
as accurate as we can get it, you know.
Mm. No, because that goes on the website. So thank you.
Yeah, I guess better me then.
Yeah, but be looking for this to come back out again. So I gotta fix that.
Okay.
One thing under new business.
Okay. All right, that's all I got for the minutes. Okay, you good with that? You get everything you need? You.
For the minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine on the minutes.
Okay. Good. Okay, so. Let's see.
You sent your email to MMA, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay, so old business. Nobody's got any corrections tonight. I know that. Okay, historical properties guidelines. Sandy was kind enough. Sandy Howe was kind enough to give us a copy of the walking tour that your stepdad did. She apparently had a bunch of copies. So if anybody is interested in this, CAB used to have this program where they had Christmas in Cornish. And as part of Christmas in Cornish, they had a little map and a walking tour of it's mostly the retail area in town. Because they were camp businesses, but there was a little explanation about what the properties are and who may have owned them and things like that. If you want a copy of this, there's not much that we can use this for, but if you'd like a copy, I'd be happy to make one. It's a pretty interesting little read about some of the houses that are here in town. But Sandy, how put that together.
From what I understand, they used to have little wooden stands.
Like
and
kiosk
they'd have like a,
kind of thing.
And they'd have a little placard and they'd stick tape a sign to it and they'd put it in front of each of the historic things for the walk. You'd walk down and you'd get in front of the house and you'd read the little card and stuff like that.
One of the businesses came to the Four Seasons Committee meeting for Christmas in Cornish. And they had mentioned that they're, the bits, two of them want to start it up. Again, not cab, but wants to start the, that,
that whole Christmas thing.
That whole Christmas thing again, and said you'd have to go to the selectmen naturally, but we didn't want to get involved in it because that's a lot of work plus what we're doing. But it has been mentioned again to bring it back. Two of the businesses have mentioned it. So you might, not this year you won't see it, but we'll see if they go to the selectmen's, get permissions. Or their thoughts, or what do they ever have to do, so.
None of this information has been confirmed. Sandy said, hey, you know, some of it's in error, understood, but like, so what? You know, if you have better information, supply it. But so that's what that's all about. Yeah, that's it. So if you'd like a copy, I'll make you one. If not, I'll just keep it together with the historic district information. Okay, that's that. Okay, so let's see. Shannon Charette, Full Circle Artisans Gallery. I'd hope that she came in so we could talk some more about this tonight, but that's not going to happen. I sent a note off to Maine Municipal Association regarding this. I'm a little unclear in my head in that how there's only one map lot. I was concerned that if she did a change of use, it would pertain to the whole building, not just that one end. And I don't think she wants to do that. So I've asked MMA to, what would be a better way to approach this, change of use or a conditional use permit, to allow her to take that section and make a residential apartment out of it. So I sent that out today. I don't expect to hear back from them this week. But they'll respond to the planning board, so you will see the response as soon as I see the response. It's just a pseudo-legal opinion about, you know, what the impact could be on this thing.
What do they have for the other? It's just because it's one building and it's all on the first floor. But
well,
like,
well, there's two stores in there. There's actually,
no, I know. But I mean, like, compared to
the other shops down there.
Yeah, where there's an apartment upstairs. How is that? Is that?
I don't know. See, I didn't pursue that. I don't expect that one rule covers the whole building. Particularly, I drove by tonight and I saw that I knew there was a separate entrance, but there's a separate address to that as well. So it may not be an issue. We may be able to just say, okay, 12A, we're going to do a conditional use and change that to a residential
address
designation. Yeah. But I'm just waiting to hear back from those guys yet. If a conditional use permit will work, I think that's an easier way to do it than to do a change of use, that kind of stuff. But I've been wrong before, so.
What?
No, seriously. It happened.
Ever?
Yeah. Ask my wife.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all we got to say about that thing. If she wants a two-bedroom apartment? I think that's what she's talking about, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd have a separate access and that kind of stuff. So it could happen.
Is that, was that what the septic part of it? Was that what Nancy was?
Well, that's it.
Because how old is that?
Yeah, we'll have to check on that.
So that's a to-do thing for this guy. Is there room in the sewer system?
Well, there should be.
She
replaced...
She replaced it. Yeah, it was a residence or something like that. There should be. Yeah. Let's just confirm it so that we get down the road and find out, no, this is not going to work. So if you could just see if there's available capacity in the sewer system.
How would you like me to do that?
Based on the numbers.
Holes
get on your snorkel here.
I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, I do too, but let's just make sure that it's there. Are one of those septic fields, did I hear something where one of them is not working any longer, or?
What we're doing right now is we shut one off and turn the other one on and let it do its thing, percolate, and then
okay. So
get down and we keep shifting them around.
So there's like, what are there, like four fields up there or five?
Nine individual fields.
And how many are active at any one time?
All of them, but three or four are starting to fail. So we're trying to get them to last a little bit longer because some are doing better than the others. So mm-hmm. We try to shift the flow. Why I know this, I don't know.
It's part of your job.
Yeah. No, it's not.
No. Well, the sewer company then.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was I going to say? So was that put in with like a grant or bonds or how was it? Because
it was.
If it's starting to come apart.
It's a 35-year-old system, and we're at 37 years.
Okay.
That's been there that long?
Yep.
Yeah, it was in 92 or something like that when it went in, so. So
I thought Jess was already looking for 32.
And that would be perfect.
Yep.
As long as somebody's looking for grant money to redo it.
We're fine as we are. We're up to speed and all the pumping that needs to be done, but pumping is getting expensive. So our hands are tied as far as any new businesses, restaurants, anything that's going to
hotels, high volume,
more septic, right? Yeah. So Xander would love to open up a brewery. I was like, not happening, buddy.
Not unless he pumps it into his septic field.
Yep.
That's about the only way that could happen. Just as an interesting aside, I don't remember what the conversation was. It was when it was all full of muck or something, and we had to get it cleaned out and tested in each of the sequences. This happened a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
that waxy stuff.
Yeah.
And as part of the conversation, I could have sworn that some guy that lives around here that happened to be a participant in that whole project, and it's a guy that walks around all the time. He's got a beard. Mm-hmm. He lives down behind. Yeah, down behind.
Craig Jones.
Okay.
Yeah.
In any event, he happened to mention in a meeting.
I was like, what fine, outstanding citizen is this? No.
Yeah.
It's Craig.
He happened to mention in a meeting that they used undersized pipe. They used like half inch pipe to get the stuff up to the septic field.
Wow.
Because somebody gave him the pipe.
That's a good reason.
And I'm thinking, what the hell? You're going to sabotage it right off the bat? I mean, if it's an inch pipe, you're not going to get a lot of flow going through there. So, like,
where did they pump it to? Where's it?
Right,
where
up
are
by
the leach beds?
Sturgeon's
behind the house.
Place.
You know where the recycling is?
You know where the recycling is?
I assumed that's what it was, but I didn't know.
Yeah, that's it. That's the septic field for the town sewer.
Okay.
How often do they have to pump it?
They're doing twice a month during the summer. But they pump. It's right in Krista's parking lot.
Yeah.
They pump right
gray there. Panel.
Yeah.
At the back of the, that's the control panel for the whole system.
They were over pumping it to see if things would settle out. So I think we're okay to back it off now. Maybe go back to once a month.
Did they ever determine where the that waxy substance that was mucking it all up came from?
I thought the way it worked was the tank fills up and there's like an automatic pump, like a, you know, when it got to a certain height, it pumped wherever it needed to pump to. That's not how it...
It wasn't enough, so...
So do we have tanks somewhere?
What's that?
Do we have tanks somewhere that we
have right
in
Krista's parking lot?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it pumps it all, wow.
Yeah, it pushes it all the way up the road.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
It's always
bad.
That's always a problem waiting to happen.
So
and they're pumping it through 1 inch.
I think he said it was a 1 inch.
I thought everything was up there.
So in the 80s, all these houses pumped everything right into the river. Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Oh, into the river. Yeah, that's why I was wondering. I'm
just
like, how
all
are they
of
Maple
Street did,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. Everything just
everybody
went right
did.
In the river. Wow. Fish were really big.
Different
that
colors.
A lot of weird things.
Antlers.
Oh, yeah.
That river was
isn't that
really
crazy?
Nasty.
This doesn't seem like that was that long ago, but.
So anyway, So be prepared for more sewer system issues down the road.
We're okay right now.
For the moment, we're good.
Yep.
Okay. What did we write on that new business thing?
Blanket conditional.
Oh, yeah. So a thing that, Dan and I have been talking about is these little strip malls. They all have a blanket conditional use permit. It drives me crazy. If I understand it correctly, a new business like the beauty shop, the ladies' barber store shop that's going in there.
Salon,
that's the word. You don't have to notify the abutters. You don't have to... that's the crazy thing, is that that's all done via this blanket. So there's no abutter notification. I don't believe we have any say in what can or cannot go into those strip malls.
Because we ran into that with, what are you calling her?
Shaboon, the restaurant lady down there.
Well, she, you know, when she tried to get another marijuana place in there, we said, you can't do it because
Mark calls, we said no to too.
So there's certain things.
But that's part of the marijuana ordinance.
Right.
Yeah, and you're in good shape shutting it down there, and we were in good shape because it was already an existing cannabis dispensary before she came back to.
Right, but then he left, right?
Or is yes, he still, yeah, no.
He left. She wanted to replace it with another one. They said no. He was grandfathered in before.
Correct. Yeah. So they found somebody to buy the LLC.
Yep.
That established it in the first place. Mm-hmm. So it was the continuation of the business. It's just the owners changed.
Uh-huh. So are we talking the Sugar Shack side of the road or across the street?
Both of them. And you're also talking about Kohl's, the whole shopping plaza down there, and grocery stores and Dunkin' Donuts and all that kind of stuff.
So basically, we have no say.
I don't think we have...
The town has no say.
I mean, because the cannabis thing isn't the worst thing that they put in
those
correct. Places. Correct. And my whole fight was not so much with drugs, but there was a gun store that showed up there one day. Just showed up. And I live on the freaking street there. And I had no idea it was going in. I'm not sure that that's the image that we want when you're driving into corners. It's pretty hard to change image once you see those junkyards on the way in. But,
I know.
But
it's not whether we say it's the image we want. It's not being able to have the conversation at all.
Yes.
So the town, people in the abutters should at least have the option.
They should at least know what's happening.
Right.
I don't know that abutters can make that big of a difference in a situation like that, but they should at least be heard. And if a store just shows up with no conversation, well, that's not being heard.
Wow. So did you say you have a note out to the MMA now, or you already...
No, but we're trying to formulate a conversation to have with the selectmen about our feelings.
That doesn't make sense.
We may have given away the store.
Supposedly, when they set it up, that any new business coming in has to come before us to let us know. I remember that was part of it. Set it all up. So
I guess what they're trying to say is we really don't have an ordinance set forth where the public has a say, or basically is what they're trying to say.
Well, I bet we could get an ordinance in there. With the public's approval. I mean, I would think the public would care what was allowed.
Well, before I put it out to the public, I'd like to see what our bosses think of the whole idea.
True.
Yeah.
But if they say, hey, change it if you need to, well, then, see what we can do to get more control. I'm not suggesting that every time a new retail store goes into one of those places, you got to send out notices and that kind of stuff. I don't know what I'm suggesting. It's just that the whole thing leaves me uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
It needs to have a process, I guess.
Yeah. So we'll talk with the selectmen. You set up the meeting whenever you want to do it.
Okay.
I'll be there. And we'll...
Brewery doesn't look that bad.
No,
I did. Nancy did mention something, but I don't know whether it's
to your septic. We're good to go.
To the septic.
Nancy mentioned something the other week after Xander and them were all here, that I don't know whether it's a state law or whatever, but you can't have a brewery within a certain distance of a church.
I'm sure that's correct, and that may be
what
in
they drink in churches.
That's
just
gonna be a winery.
You're looking for consistency.
Take this serious, you guys.
So just.
So if we can memorialize what the process should be, or where we can have our input, I think I would be happy with that. We just have to talk with the selectmen first. And as far as an ordinance to make it happen, if you're willing to take that on, God bless you. Think about that. Think about that. People got to be pretty excited in order to put in that much work.
Yeah, I'm not that excited.
Yeah. But not a bad thought. It's right. Just you got to find somebody to do it for you. Simple as that. All right. That's all I have. We could talk budgets. Yeah, that's still on.
Yeah, that's still on.
Everybody, I'm putting in raises for everybody. Woohoo, because the minimum wage went up, so you're going to get a little something. I'm going to ask for an additional 25. We have that $5,000 for expenses related to LD 2003 and surveys and planners and those kinds of things. I'm going to put in a little extra money for that. I'm not sure that $5,000 would be enough to review our ordinance, modify our ordinance, that kind of thing. So we'll see what they want to do there. We don't have a lot of expenses, and he keeps spending all the lawyer money. So
yeah,
that's gone.
We spent our entire budget for a lawyer that we shouldn't have never even needed. The whole Cole Road thing.
The private road that got shut down. The
right.
Blah 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 blah.
$6,000, gone, just like that.
And that's the town's legal budget for a year. So, on just one trivial little thing.
Did they ever open it back up?
Yeah.
It's open?
Yeah, it's open. So, they have to leave it open.
Until you get another phone call.
Right, but the big thing was we didn't want to have to take the road over. So, that's why we got a lawyer on it. So, because half the parties wanted us to make it a town road. We're like, no, can't afford the roads we have now. So, anyways.
So, I'm sure there's more to come from the budget stuff. It has to be turned in by the end of the month, so I'll get it to Monique either this week or next week, and we'll be done with it. I got nothing else. Anybody got anything? Come on. Yes, sir.
Would anyone be opposed to maybe moving these a little earlier?
Earlier? I would not, but like, let's talk about it.
I don't know how many people have day jobs.
Not me.
It's commuting a long ways, and you know it's tight to get here.
Understood. And
I'd be fine with. And what? You mean half hour or an hour? What do you mean?
Yeah, half like hour, 6 an o'clock, hour. Ready?
6 o'clock instead of.
Well, 6:30? What would work for you, Ryan?
I usually go to bed about now.
So you want to have
your really
ups.
Early.
Yeah. Well, I get up about 3 for work. So.
Yeah, I hear you. I was doing that at one time, too.
Well, the selectmen's meetings are at 5.
They start at 5, yeah.
Anybody?
But if you're worried about people being able to attend or
Other people don't care.
Jobs.
Yeah.
Wanting to be here, 5:30.
I mean, I don't get off until 5.
Let's talk. Come on. Talk.
5:30. I'm fine with early.
I'm fine with that.
I'm retired. I don't care.
So we have really only three working people here. Well, you're a stay-at-home dad kind of thing, aren't you? Mm-hmm. So you don't care.
Yeah, I work at home.
Yeah. So you guys decide. What's a good time?
I think Eve's the only one that...
5:30 is fine. As long as you don't mind me eating while I'm doing it.
That's why I sit right next to you.
Yeah, in case something hits the floor, we're on it. All right, so we got to change the... I got to notify the selectmen that we're going to move the meeting time to to start at 5:30, and then we got to change the ad in the shopping cart. I'll take care of that.
Oh.
When are we going to start this?
Well, I'll notify the selectmen tomorrow. And get their feedback. And first of the year, it gives us a month to get everything settled out, starting the first of the year.
Sounds good.
Sweet. Making moves.
Good call, man.
Yeah.
Shaker and Groover in town. Damn, dude.
Wait a minute. He's an alternate, right?
Does he have that type of power?
He did I'm good, though.
Floated it out there. Yeah. You guys did all the work.
I'm fine.
Well, since we're on a roll, I think we should have the next meeting at Krista's bar.
Yeah, yeah. How about a raise? Everybody want to buy a house with your new raise or something like that? Mm-hmm. Notify selectmen.
I'm going to repair my house.
And change.
I'm all for it. It's bad, we can get home early.
Yeah, well, it's still going to be dark.
That's I don't care about the dark. I care about the ice, snow, rain that happens while we're sitting here.
Okay.
Even though I'm down the road, but.
It might impact golf a couple times in the summer, but I'll.
Oh, Jesus. Well, we'll
work around it.
We'll postpone the meeting. Yeah. Priorities. We'll
winter and summer hours.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Anybody got anything else?
Nope.
I would entertain a motion to shut this dog and pony show down.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor? We're adjourned at
7:07.
Thank you very much.
6:07 in a couple.